T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, everybody.
You're still sick.
No, I'm not sick anymore. I am great. The end.
Wait a minute. So what did you have? I thought you got the stomach virus.
No, no.
Because last we saw you, you didn't have even a hint of a sickness.
On Thursday, I was actually great on Thursday. I went home, and it was raining out, but I had a bunch of work to do. So I worked in the rain, and it wasn't that cold out, so I...
You worked in the rain.
I did. I just had some plants I was digging, and I had some irrigation to do, and I just wanted to get it done, you know?
Have you heard of Nude Gardening Day?
Maybe I would have been better off because I was just my clothes were soaked through, but I was fine. I was totally fine.
So you weren't nude gardening.
I was not nude gardening.
Okay.
No, I haven't really.
I'll let you know.
That.
It's coming up in May. I was reading.
It's actually a thing.
I just asked you. Have you heard about nude gardening?
I thought you were
day?
Making it up just because you just want to imagine me nude in my yard.
No,
gardening.
I do want. I'm going to make sure you're tipped off to Nude Gardening Day when it comes around.
I just. Feel like the other people that are also working wouldn't appreciate it.
I bet they'd love it. But I think it's too soon for Nude Gardening Day as it's still cold.
It's still too chilly.
The planners behind Nude Gardening Day know that it needs to be closer to summer.
Yeah.
Or
I'll try it.
It's going to be in May. I'll let you know.
I'm very susceptible to whatever you might suggest today. I'm
very suggestion.
Yeah, your powers of suggestion are. I'm at a very weak point.
Okay.
So maybe I'll let me put that in my calendar and I'll.
So
make
how
sure
this?
And,
so this is this the cold that your little? Which one of your kids was bringing home colds like every other minute?
That was the one
older
who was
one.
At school. But my other kid had a cold last week. He was out a couple days. But I just...
Families. They're the worst.
They're the worst if you want to stay healthy. But I don't know where I got it. So anyway, you know how your mom always says, you got to put a hat on, you wear your raincoat, all these things. So I got soaked, but I wasn't like freezing or anything. I was working the whole time and I felt good. I was like, yay, this is great. So about 3 o'clock or so, whenever I go in, I take a shower and I sit down to watch my, daily show, all the late night shows. And I'm like, oh man, my throat kind of sore.
Yeah.
And within an hour, I was like, oh no. And a couple hours later, I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then I started to get that thing where you're like, you're sweating, but you're friggin' freezing. I'm like on the couch with a hat on in a sleeping bag, like trying to get warm.
Yeah.
And you kind of. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. It's a cold. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
All right. Well, I just thought because of the way it came on so fast, it must have been that flu-y virus.
No, it's literally.
Because you don't get flu shots.
I don't.
Right.
But it's just a cold.
All right.
It's just a nasty, lame ass, stupid, why do I have to have this? Mm-hmm, what can I take to make this go away? Mm-hmm. So I took DayQuil today, so I should be,
get through it.
Right. But it's fuzzy.
All right.
I'm going to need your help. I'll be leaning on you guys today.
I'm going to win a ton of money from you today. I can feel
there's
it coming.
No, you're gonna. There's zero money to win. There's no money. I have games. Whenever you want a game, I've got one. Uzi, I don't know where the game, the game we're playing with the people with the $25,000 or whatever.
They're in my hand right here.
Thank you.
It's just a matter of me getting up from my seat.
I'll need those. That's all.
Hey.
I'm looking around at the crap I need.
All right.
All right. So we're caught up with you. You've been sick all weekend.
That's it.
All right. Did you have you? So you haven't closed any rings on your Apple Watch then?
Oh, I didn't put it even on.
Oh, that's
I didn't
too
put
bad.
It on. I closed all the rings on Thursday. Was Thursday the day that you gave it to me?
I don't know.
I think you gave it to me the last day that I saw you.
Yeah, and we never heard back from you. So
busted. I was working, doing my thing, and I closed the rings that day. Today, nope.
All right. Well, it's early.
Only, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll see what I do.
So when we last talked to Yuzette, she had told us that she was going to meet up with friends at 11 on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
And she had a whole plan. She was going to go to lunch, have drinks, then go to some other venue or place in San Carlos, have some more drinks, and rage from 11 and be in bed by 3 p.m. She said, I will be in bed by 3 p.m.
On Saturday.
On Saturday. Right. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, my first thought is, so you can rally and do it again that night, right? Yeah, good for you. But that wasn't apparently her deal.
I'm not a rally kind of person.
So how did St. Patrick's Day go?
I'm trying to see what time I posted this. I'm pretty sure.
I saw a couple of your posts and was like, oh, good for you.
What did she do?
It's her and her two friends. Drinks are gathered around the table and they're eating. Was that, where was that?
We went to town.
Town.
So we got to town around.
Town is where?
Town is in San Carlos on Laurel Street.
Excellent.
Oh, what kind of food is it?
American
just food.
Steaks.
Get
meat,
a bowl of pasta.
Seafood. Yeah, you can get all the stuff there.
But it's good.
Yeah.
Right there in the middle of San Carlos. It's a good place to go. Me and Christina's early dates were there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like early dates. Some of the first ones.
Town.
So I like that place.
We went there, had lunch. And a couple drinks there, and then we left there and walked about 2 blocks
You look happy.
Oh, I look happy in the pictures?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm going to pull the picture. I need to look at these pictures.
Well, did you have fun?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then you went.
So then we went to the Orchid Room.
I don't know
that. Which is sort of a, well, you wouldn't know it, because it's kind of a, dare I say, divey bar. You know, my favorite kind. So, you know, they have pool tables in there and jukebox going. And,
I had the Lucadian. That was mine.
Mm. Where was that?
It's in Southern California, where I went to college. But yeah, we would go there to shoot pool and get wasted out. Like, just spill out into the street, lose stuff, have no idea where my wallet or keys went. I don't know how. Yeah. How are we getting in the house? We're breaking in.
The internet just doesn't work here. I can't. Oh, there it goes. Oh, never mind.
All right, so the Orchid Room.
So then we went to the Orchid. Oh, first we stopped at Diddums. I don't know if you ever went into Diddums. Diddums is candy / costume / party supplies place. It's just right between, it's right after town.
Okay.
So if you're coming back, I guess it'd be going north. We stopped in there because she wanted to get some stuff. Tanya went to get some stuff for her, I think, niece and nephews, some little Pez dispensers, which she ended up leaving all in my bag. So I got to mail those off to her today.
Mail them?
Well, I'm not going to see her. I probably won't see her for a while. And I went.
Where does she live?
She lives in Hayward. But I see her maybe a couple times a year. And she's like my best girlfriend. I've known her since I was 14 years old.
All right.
So it's just one of those things that you don't see each other.
And you pick it right back
up. Yeah, and it's all good. So we stopped there. Oh, and that's where she got us those clover necklaces that glow in the dark.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the pictures has
Patrick's
me
Day.
Wearing a clover glow in the dark type thing. So there we are, all three of us sitting at the bar with their clover necklaces.
Oh, I see it,
on.
Yeah.
Cute.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So did you get home by 3 and go right to bed?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got home no later than 4.
Well, you got home at some point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there you were.
And then slept it off.
Yeah.
Did you make food at home before going to bed?
I did not.
Huh.
What time did Johnny V get home from working?
I think he got home late.
Oh.
He's been, last night he didn't get home till 9. I was already.
Car's got to be sold.
Yeah.
Got to sell those cars.
Late night, you know, people come in and it does take a little while to go through the process.
It does. You know, if you walk into a dealership, you're not leaving for. You're just not leaving.
Right.
If
you actually
unscathed, but,
decide
you know,
to do
takes,
it,
right.
It takes hours.
Yeah.
Even I was going to say pull the trigger, but that's not a good phrase anymore, is it?
No, it's a terrible phrase.
Mm, right.
Nobody should be doing that. Mm-hmm.
But we used to say that phrase, like, it used to mean, well, I guess it didn't.
Just to get something done.
Right. Okay, anyway, I got to stop saying that. Mm-hmm. I don't like skin the cat. That's the one that bums me out. Who skins cats? Why would you say that?
Nobody does skin cats. I agree.
It's
you know,
disgusting.
I haven't really thought about that, but
it's disgusting. No one should do that, and we should pull the trigger,
right, there should
and
be
skin
zero
the cat,
to skin a cat.
Should be out.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Let's make a list of old adages that we won't say anymore.
Well, those two need to go.
Right.
All right. Well, so one of the things I did over the weekend, and I can't even, is it Darkest Hour? It's the Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Have you seen that yet?
I have not.
I have.
Well, okay. Let me ask you.
Here we go.
How many thingies did you give it?
I think I gave it 4.5.
He loved it.
I loved it too.
Oh, really?
It's excellent.
Would I like it?
I don't know.
You have to be deep.
I'm not very deep.
No, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's World War II, so I find that sort of endlessly fascinating that the whole world found itself in that situation like that. But Winston Churchill's part in it. And the weird thing is I find him a fascinating character, and they focused on a tiny little
portion.
A month?
Well, if you see Dunkirk, it focuses entirely on that moment of World War II.
On the beach.
On the beach.
Right.
Because it was an impossible situation. But put all that aside, how amazing was his performance?
He was great. And I'm telling you, I'm fascinated by that character and the way they picked this little window of this person's whole life. And
I'm
sure it's an editing thing that they must have felt like, well, we could give some history about him, but they just don't. They give a couple lines in the beginning of the movie to give you some background to set up the era or the moment in time, and then it's on, and it's him.
Did he win?
Yeah, he did. So let me, I'm going to tell you something about the movie that's going to bum you out. The moment when he runs out of his driver's car and jumps onto the bus, which I thought was the very best moment in the film.
Never happened.
That never happened. And it's such a great moment. But there's a lot of Brits who hate Winston Churchill.
Well, the weird thing is, at the very end, spoiler alert, they say, this is the written part. They've already left the action now, and they say, Winston Churchill was not voted back into power.
Yeah.
They voted the guy out, even though he saved them from that moment where they were, looking at certain
death and destruction.
Yeah.
Or and defeat.
More importantly, surrender. Because that's what the other people were pushing for was just make a deal with Hitler.
And he's
just
like,
make a deal.
And he's like, there's no making a deal with
Hitler. I cried in that movie like 4 times. I've been
crying a lot
because of the kid. I think I've ever, 4 years in, I don't know what the deal is. But
you're in touch with your emotional you.
It unlocked something.
Exactly.
I don't know what it did.
You broke the seal, Vinny.
But there's a moment where he's talking about, we will not have swastikas over the palace.
Yep.
And that's when they all are like, let's fight. Mm-hmm. And you sort of get that, dang, they're willing to put it all on the line. That's powerful and cool. And there's a bunch of moments in the movie sort of like that, where there's...
How crazy was it when the general was sitting with the king and saying, we're ready to evacuate you and your family to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh.
It's
okay.
It is a great
movie. If that's what we have to do.
Movie. Really great. And how about the scene with the king and Winston in Winston's room?
Yeah, that was profound, because there's a moment where Winston Churchill is so distraught. He has no one. No one is on his side. He is entirely alone. And the king hates his guts, by the way.
Oh.
He doesn't like him.
Right.
And then Winston doesn't really like the king either.
This is Elizabeth's father?
Yeah, it's Elizabeth. I think it's Elizabeth's father. Don't ask. I don't really know that part.
This is the guy who was the king's speech, the subject of the king's speech, right?
Yes.
That king.
I'm not sure. Okay. Anyway, I was on a roll. It doesn't really matter.
So go on. He's in there with the king. The king hates him. He's in there talking to him.
It's just powerful.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It's it's really, it's a good moment to see in the movie, because you can see that the Brits are deciding to go for it and not talk on the phone with Hitler, of all people.
Oy.
So it's a great movie. I highly recommend it. I loved it.
Well, now you should watch Dunkirk.
I will.
Yeah, that was, is it coincidence that those two movies came out together that are sort of about the same thing?
Yeah.
They weren't planned.
They're
it seems amazing that they're...
Two completely different directors, two completely different movie studios. they did not coordinate this.
Huh?
Every movie studio is competing with everyone else, so I'm sure Christopher Nolan didn't call Gary Oldman and say, hey, I'm doing a Dunkirk movie. You want to play Winston Churchill with this other studio? That didn't happen. It just happened to
me. The one thing in the movie that took me out of it a little bit, and of course it would be this.
Here we go.
The girl who's great is Cinderella. Sleeping Beauty. Whatever she is, she's in one of my kids' movies.
Are you sure?
And yeah, she's the girl.
Let me see.
Oh, Rose somebody.
I don't know.
Lily James, Kristen Scott Thomas.
Oh.
Maybe it's
Lily James.
I don't know which one it is, but she's the one who's his typist.
Yeah.
She's in.
And you went, I've seen her.
Oh, she was in Cinderella.
There you go.
I didn't see that. How was that?
It was, well, it's.
The Cinderella with
John
Snow's brother? King in the North? Or
I don't know. Don't watch it.
It's looks like it's a live action.
Yeah, don't watch it.
Why?
Because she's actually
dumb?
A decent actress, and it totally, every time I looked at her, I'm like, oh, that's the.
Oh, wait. Is this?
Is it the chick who's also in Downton Abbey? She plays
like
the cousin?
It's with Kate Blanchett and Helena Bonham Carter.
Huh. Okay. I don't know.
Anyway.
Hi, everybody. It's Monday. Oh, my God. What a great week it's going to be. Woo! Right?
I mean, it's Lily James. She's in both movies.
I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. All right, 602. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Your chance at one of the $12,000 that we're giving away today right after this song. See you in a second.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.